有一个作家呢，他说感恩其实就是天国的语言。
There's an author who says thanksgiving is the language of heaven.
所以我们要宁可花很多时间去注意我们的困难，还是花时间去注意我们的感恩。
So do we want to spend a lot of time focusing on our difficulties, or do we want to spend the time on giving thanks?
所以我们要感恩我们失去的东西，我们要注意这个失去的东西，还是我们要为着我们现在有的东西来感恩？
So do we focus on things we have lost, or do we focus on things we have so that we might give thanks?
所以很多时候呢，虽然我们有很多苦难，但是我们也可以感恩，因为这个就是神磨练我们的方法。
And this, as we look upon the things that we give thanks for, we are actually learning lessons that God has given us.
我们也可以为一些东西我们不知道的东西感恩，因为那个就是表示我们需要学习。
We also can be giving thanks for things that are unknown because that shows we know that we need to learn.
我们可以为着我们的限制 limitation 来感恩，因为代表我们可以进步。
We can give thanks for our limitations because that means we can improve.
我们也可以为我们的这个所犯的错误感恩，这意思说我们需要改正，有机会改正来学习。
We give thanks for our mistakes because that means we have the opportunity to learn from them.
所以全部都在于这个态度。
It is all about the attitude.
所以今天早上呢，我要用三个角度跟大家分享感恩的功课。
So today I want to share with us the lesson of thanksgiving from three perspectives.
我的确真是很感恩。
I am indeed very thankful.
我们现在可能太过这个舒适了，太过多东西，太好的享受了。
Today we have so much luxury and pleasures.
我记得有一个故事啊，他说以前那个甘地，那个印度的领袖甘地。
And I remember a story about Gandhi.
他在追火车的时候，他在追跑火车的时候呢，他的一个拖鞋掉了。
He was running after the train, and one of his slippers fell.
那么掉了之后呢，他要赶快拿那个他的拖鞋，已经来不及掉了。
And he wanted to pick it up, but he had no time.
那么掉了之后呢，他们跟着他的人在一起，哎，为什么你掉了一拖鞋，然后又拿不回？结果他是什么呢？他脱了另外一双拖鞋丢出去。
And so although there were people who were following him and saw what he did, next was he took off the other slipper and he threw it out.
他说，哎，为什么你已经掉了一根，为什么还脱另外一根丢出去呢？
And people asked him, you already dropped one slipper, why do you throw away the other?
他说，因为如果捡到一双，他还少一双，我丢他可以的两双，他有一对 perfect, 有一 one pair.
And he said, if somebody picked up the slipper that I've dropped, he only has half a pair of slippers. But if I throw it the other half as well, then whoever picks it up would have a full pair.
我的意思是什么呢？
What's the meaning of this?
我问你一个问题，今天你有多少双鞋子？
Today, how many pairs of shoes do you have?
你知不知道，多年以前啊，很多年以前啊，很多人是没有鞋子的，印度那时候是没有人有鞋子的，所以有鞋子是一个 luxury。
Yeah, many many years ago, for example, in India, people do not have shoes. To have one pair of shoes, it's already considered a luxury.
我还读过一些文章说他们拿鞋子去当铺，要当他的鞋子的。
I even read of articles that tells of people who would pawn their shoes for money.
我不问你今天有多少鞋子，但是我肯定你没有那个菲律宾那个总统夫人这么多了。
I do not want to ask how many pairs of shoes you have, but I'm sure you have many pairs less than the former president's wife of Philippines.
你今天有多少个手机？
How many mobile phones do you have?
你有多少个电脑或者是 laptop?
How many laptops or mobile devices do you have?
我们已经太过富有了。
We are so full of money.
太过富有，太过丰富了。
And we are so rich and full of resources.
当你去这个柬埔寨、这个缅甸去这些比较贫穷的国家的时候，你发现我们有多么多的享受。
When you visit Cambodia or Myanmar or the developing countries, you will then realize how much luxury we have.
我们不懂得感恩。
We do not know how to give thanks.
我们有太多的享受了。
Because we have too much pleasures.
最近我 我上网，因为这个是 Black Friday 嘛，这个是我还是还年轻了，我会注意这些东西。
And of course on Black Friday, that proves I'm still young and focusing on such stuff, I went online.
我现在要学习嘛，就是我们要终身学习，对不对？
So we want to be learning, lifelong learning.
很多人终身学习，花很多钱去学习 upgrade, 他不断的这个延伸的长进嘛。
Many people spend a lot of money for lifelong learning because they want to upgrade themselves.
我不是，我要看，我是用手机用 laptop 上网的。
And I use my mobile device, went online.
他们现在 on sale 14块钱给一个最很出名的画家也好，这些不同的许不同的课程呢 ，Udemy 里面14块钱就可以 download 15个小时、20个小时的课程，你看多么好。
And for $14, you can actually download different courses of you know famous artists and whoever else.
甚至有些希伯来文也好，希腊文也好，这个不懂各种，你要什么课程都有，14块钱。
$14 for Hebrew course or Greek course and all kinds of courses.
你看到吗？你看现在我们花一点点14块钱，我吃一个鸡饭，好的鸡饭都已经不止14块钱了，对不对
？And sometimes you pay more than $14 for a plate of branded chicken rice.
但是呢，你看到有些这些很好的老师，花了20-30个小时把它记录下来。你才用14块钱就买到，你看我们是不是可以感恩？我们太多要学什么都可以。
And yet there are all these very good teachers who actually put all their teachings down in many hours of lessons for just $14. We really need to give thanks for all these resources that we enjoy.
但是我们不懂得感恩。
But we know not how to give thanks.
今天我们要学感恩的功课。
Today we want to learn the lesson of thanks.
我想你等了很久，你到底圣经哪里有讲到感恩
？And I think you must be waiting for this very long. Where does the Bible talk about thanksgiving?
所以我要告诉你，圣经里面感恩，如果你看整本圣经都充满了感恩。
If you look at the whole Bible, you will find it's full of teachings of thanksgiving.
所以你会发现，如果我用几节经文就可以看出圣经里面提到感恩的重要。
And let me just use a couple of verses to tell you the importance of thanksgiving from the Bible.
帖撒罗尼迦前书5:18说，凡事谢恩，你看到吗？他说这是神在耶稣基督里向你所定的旨意。
1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus.
你要知道神的旨意，神的旨意就是要你感恩。
You want to know God's will? God's will is that you give thanks.
那么来到以弗所书5:20说，凡事奉耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father.
那么这个哥罗西书4:20说，你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩。
Colossians 4:2, continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving.
所以圣经里面有很多要我们感恩 的教导。
So the Bible is full of teachings of thanksgiving.
腓立比书4:6说，应当一无挂虑，在凡事借着祷告祈求感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
腓立比书5:4，他说这些不好的话，淫词妄语和戏谑的话都不相宜，要什么呢？要常常说感谢的话。
Ephesians 5:4, let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving.
我们应该学常常讲感谢的话。
We need to learn to always be speaking things that are full of thanksgiving.
我觉得我讲的不够，我相信我们在教会也讲的不够，我相信每一个人都讲的不够。
I feel that I have not said such things enough, and none of us in the church have said such things enough.
你看到主耶稣，他在早上祷告，晚上祷告，他早上谢饭，晚上也，他不管他做什么事情，都常常感谢神。
And we see the example of our Lord Jesus who pray in the morning and evening and giving thanks in the morning and evening. Whatever that he does, he's always giving thanks to God the Father.
保罗的每一封书信一开始祷告的时候都是有感谢的成分。
Paul's every epistle almost starts with thanksgiving in the beginning of every of his epistles.
你看诗篇里面充满了感恩感谢的话。
And you look at the Psalms, they are full of thanksgiving.
所以基督徒的生命应该是以感谢作为特征。
the Christian's life ought to be characterized by thanksgiving.
所以信徒跟非信徒之间的差别是什么呢？
What's the difference between believers and unbelievers?
信徒跟非信徒的差别呢，是信徒常常感恩，非信徒不感恩。
The difference is believers always give thanks while unbelievers do not give thanks.
你看罗马书一章二十一节。
Look at Romans 1:21.
因为他们既然知道神，却不当作荣耀，当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，因为他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗。
For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened.
我们知道美国有感恩会，感恩节。
You know, in USA, they celebrate Thanksgiving.
他们就是因为这个英国人跑去美国的时候碰到苦难的时候呢，在那个时候，有印第安的来帮助他，从那个时候开始，他们就有这个庆祝感恩节的这个事情。
The early migrants from Britain came to USA. They were faced with difficulties, and the local Indians helped them. And because of that, they started this tradition of Thanksgiving.
So, 从那边开始就有这个，每年都有这个感恩节。
And it was from then that they started this annual Thanksgiving.
但是呢，到今天呢，我们可以说啊，这个是世俗的人的想法，为什么我们基督徒要跟他呢？
And today some might say these are the secular people's thinking. Why must Christians follow them?
但是如果你仔细想起来，我们应该比他更懂得感恩，他们应该学我们感恩。现在反而我们感恩没有他们多。
But yet, you want to turn the tables around and realize that actually we ought to be giving thanks much more than them, and they should be learning from us, not the other way around.
我们是应该充满感恩的人，因为我们相信有神。
We who believe that God exists should be full of thanksgiving.
很多人说你感恩感恩感恩节，感恩向谁感恩？
Many people say you give thanks, but to whom?
很多时候你说有感恩节，我们甚至那些不信主的人说啊，好彩啊，好幸运啊，我们有。你好彩什么，幸运什么，你感恩什么？因为你根本不相信有神。
And there are many of the unbelievers who will say thank goodness, or they will say things like how lucky or how fortunate, but yet they do not even believe in God. So to whom are they giving thanks?
那他如果不相信神能够掌管一切，这些事情都是偶然发生，有什么好感谢的？
If they do not believe that God exists, then whatever that happens would be by chance, and why would they want to even give thanks?
感恩的人是觉得我自己不配，有这些发生，所以我感恩。
A person who gives thanks realizes that he does not deserve it, and yet because he gets it, he gives thanks.
所以你感恩是因为他相信神所掌管一切，控制一切，这些事情发生有神的意思，所以我能够感恩。
And to give thanks is because we know that God is in control of all things, and when things happen, we give thanks to Him.
那么让我来讲一讲这个感恩非常重要。为什么呢？连在旧约里面呢，有一个祭呢是叫做感恩的祭。
And thanksgiving is so important that in the Old Testament offering, there is such an offering.
在利未记七章十二节，他们讲到说，你们要把感谢献上，当为平安祭。所以平安祭是感谢的祭。
And in Leviticus 7:13, it is stated there that there is a sacrifice of his peace offerings for thanksgiving. In other words, the peace offering is for giving thanks.
所以在旧约里面有一个很特别的祭，就是为了献上感谢而设的。所以神要我们常常感谢。
So in the Old Testament, there's even such an offering that is designed for giving thanks, and we realize that God wants us to always give thanks.
来到列王的时候，大卫设立了一对团队呢，这里团队是特别为感恩来预备的。
And when it came to Chronicles, we read of David setting up a special ministry of thanksgiving.
那么这边特别讲到西曼、耶杜敦等等其他人，特别是为了要感恩，献上感谢，向神献上感谢，给他预备了特别服事的团队。
And there is this team who was specially formed, which included Heman and Jeduthun. These were people who were belonging, who were in this ministry that was set up for giving thanks.
所以不但是有特别的机会，也有特别的团队，为了要献上感谢，向神献上感谢。
Not only is there a special offering, there's also a special ministry, all for the purpose of giving thanks to God.
来到新约的时候，虽然我们没有旧约的献祭。
Of course, in the New Testament, we do not have the Old Testament offering.
但是旧约也是告诉我们要常常献这个献上感恩的祭。
And the Old Testament tells us to give thanks always, so does the New.
在这个希伯来书十三章十五节说，你们应该靠着耶稣，常常以颂赞为献祭给神，这是你承认主之名嘴唇的果子。意思我们要用嘴唇来献上这个感恩的祭，要用嘴唇常常感谢，说感谢的话。
Hebrews 13:15, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of lips that give thanks to His name. In other words, we ought to always be speaking about thanksgiving.
而且我们常常这个主耶稣吩咐我们要守圣餐。
And of course, the Lord commanded that we should observe the Lord's Supper.
但是守圣餐有一个词，我们或者一个名称叫做 Eucharist， 意思说是就是指感谢耶稣的意思。
And there is a phrase that we also use to describe the Lord's Supper, which is Eucharist, which actually means giving thanks to Jesus.
所以我们的这个圣餐应该是一个感谢的一个聚会。
So even the Lord's Supper is a thanksgiving meeting.
而且当我们在一起聚会的时候呢，也应该常常感谢，因为保罗这么说，他说我们。在你们在一起的时候不要讲方言，讲方言你感谢的话谁能够说阿们呢？意思说他们在一起的时候常常说感谢的话。
And we should always be giving thanks even in our weekly meetings, because from 1 Corinthians when Paul writes, how will the one who fills the place of the ungifted say the amen at your giving of thanks, that's the implication that they are always speaking thanks in their prayer.
所以呢我们应该在生活中，在聚会里面，在守圣餐的时候，都在讲感谢的话。
So in our lives, when we are meeting together, or even at the Lord's table, we should be giving thanks.
所以感恩是一个非常重要的人生的一个习惯或者是一个态度。
So thanksgiving is a very important attitude in our lives.
何况呢？其实这个感恩呢，其实就是在圣经里面是一个命令。
In fact, it is even a command in the Bible to give thanks.
所以在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十八节，刚才我们读过了，凡事谢恩，这个本身就是一个命令。
In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, where we read earlier, in everything give thanks. This is an imperative. It is a command.
当然，刚才这个字是希，这个字就是这个 give thanks 就是 Eucharist 的一个来源。因为我们的电脑有一点问题，所以我用了Glenn 的这个电脑里面没有这个希腊字。我本来可以抱怨的，不过我还是感恩。
And the word give thanks in the Greek is the word Eucharist, and because of some technical issues, we're using Glenn's laptop that does not have the Greek font. I could complain, but no, we give thanks.
所以你看到吗？感恩是非常重要的，是我们人生基督徒的生命的一个特征。
So you realize that thanksgiving is a very important characteristic of Christian life.
所以我们第一点就是感恩的重要。
So that's the first point, the importance of thanksgiving.
第二点呢，我们要很快的看这个感恩的果效。
And secondly, we want to quickly look at the impact of thanksgiving.
这些都是我们很熟悉的，我们今天只是做一个复习。
We are familiar with all this, so we are actually just revising today.
所以我们要讲。一个感恩的人是一个快乐的人。
Firstly, thankful people are joyful people.
如果你是一个常常感恩的人，你应该是觉得自己是一个很幸福的人，很快乐，很充满喜乐的人。
If you're always giving thanks, then it is natural to be assuming that you must be a person full of joy and full of blessings.
所以你要快乐的话，你就学习怎么样去感恩。
You want to be joyful? Learn how to give thanks.
那么第二呢，同样的，这个他本来是应该 in line 的，这个又是他的错。
And this ought to have been aligned properly, and it's Glenn's fault again.
把他的发过来的时候，他没有调整。
He did not align it properly when it was copied over.
那么第二呢，就是感恩的人，第一个是快乐的人，感恩的人是一个很快乐的人，喜乐的人。第二呢，感恩的人是一个谦卑的人。
So firstly.Thankful people are joyful people, and secondly, thankful people are humble people.
因为他觉得不配，才有东西给了他，所以他非常感恩，所以他是一个很谦卑。所以你一个，如果你学习常常感恩的人，你是一个很谦卑的人。
That's because a person who gives thanks realizes that whatever that he has gotten is actually what he did not deserve. That's why he's thankful for it. So, a person who's always giving thanks is actually someone who is humble.
那么反过来说，那个人不感恩，就是说我应该有的，你为什么没有给我？所以他是抱怨，不感恩的就是抱怨的反义词就是抱怨。所以如果一个感恩的人，他就是谦卑的人；不感恩的人，他就是觉得应该我应该有，所以他觉得一切是take for granted 或者是这个理所当然，他就觉得自己是一个很骄傲的人，应该我有的。
On the flip side, a person who does not give thanks is someone who feels that he deserves it and he should be getting this, and yet when he doesn't get it.He will be angry, or when he gets it, he just thinks that he takes it for granted because he thinks that he deserves it. So, a person who doesn't give thanks is someone who is not humble.
所以你是一个感恩的人，是一个喜乐的人。你是感恩，你是谦卑的人。从第三，你感恩是一个敬拜的人。
So, thankful people are joyful people. Secondly, thankful people are humble people. And third, thankful people are God-honoring people as well.
因为你知道你常常感恩说，哎呀，我真的不配给神给我这一切，所以你是常常以一种敬拜的心来思想你的人生。
So if you realize that you do not deserve it, and yet God gives it to you, and that's why you are thanking Him, then your life is full of worship.
所以你的生命呢，充满常常感恩、常常感谢、常常敬拜的一种生命。
So your life is actually characterized by joy and humility and worshiping.
所以你要做一个快乐的人，你就要感恩；你要做一个谦卑的人，你要感恩；你要做一个敬拜神的人，你要感恩。第四呢，你要做一个忠心的人呢。如果你常常感恩，你就常常会。对主忠心，因为他是施恩给你，你对他有一个你不会忘恩负义，而且你一直要来报恩。
So if you want to be joyful, give thanks. If you want to be humble, give thanks. If you want to honor God, give thanks. And fourthly, if you want to be faithful to God, give thanks. Because giving thanks to God means you remain faithful to Him instead of complaining all the time.
第五呢，你如果是一个感恩的人，你是充满了盼望的人。
And fifth, if you are a thankful person, you are full of hope.
因为你从神得了很多的，你知道一切的恩典都从神来，所以你充满了盼望，你知道一切的好处都从他那里来，而且你知道他继续的会来祝福你。
And if you are always giving thanks to God because you know that He is the one that gives you blessings, then...When you give thanks, you are actually putting your hope in God that He will continue to bless you.
再来一点，这个感恩的人是一个信靠神的人。
And one more point here, thankful people are people who trust in God or they are trusting in God.
因为他知道这一切都是从神来，所以他不断的继续的依靠、信靠这个神。
Because They know that all things come from God and they will continue to rely and trust in God.
这个很重要。
This is important.
下一点就是感恩的人是有感染力的人。
The next point, very important. Thankful people are contagious people.
你有没有看过你跟一些很感恩的人在一起的时候，你也感染到受他的这个感恩，或者受到他的这个敬拜，或者受到他的快乐，受到他的影响。
Do you realize that when you are together with people who's full of thanksgiving, you will get this positive impact, and you are also affected by their thanksgiving as well.
所以你是感恩的人是非常有感染力的 ，contagious。
So thankful people are contagious.
他会影响到别人也感恩，影响到别人也喜乐，影响到别人也依靠神，影响到别人也爱主。
They will cause other people to be joyful. They will cause them to be honoring God. They are also going to cause others to trust God more.
所以你看到感恩的人非常的重要。
So thankful people is important.
感恩的人呢，也是一个充满了有推动力的人。
Thankful people are also motivated people.
你要知道吗？这一些呢，其实如果你不是一个相信有神的人，不相信一个耶稣基督的人，不是一个信徒，你很难做到这一切。
If you do not believe in God, if you're not a believer, if you're not trusting in God, you'll find difficulty in achieving all this.
但是如果你要成为这样的人呢，你就要学习感恩。
And if you want to become a person like this, you need to learn to give thanks.
你要做一个喜乐的人，你要做一个谦卑的人，你要做一个敬拜的人，你要做忠心的人，要有感染力，能够有推动力的人，你就学感恩。所以感恩就是他的忠心。
If you want to be a joyful person, a humble person, a God-honoring person, faithful, hopeful, trusting in God, contagious and motivated, then you need to learn to give thanks. Giving thanks is the central teaching of all these things.
所以你要怎么样才能够感恩呢？我告诉你，去找一个常常感恩的人，跟他在一起，你就学会感恩。
How then do you learn to give thanks? Let me teach you. You find someone who's always giving thanks. And stick close to that person, you will learn how to give thanks.
就好像一个人，他充满了阳光，他的非常正面，他非常的这个能够positive，他一切都是充满了这个盼望。你跟他在一起，你就被他感染到。
If this person is full of light and very positive, if you stay with this person, you will actually be affected as well.
所以我盼望你是一个感染别人的，如果你还不能够感染别人，就让别人感染你吧。
I hope that you are such a contagious person. If you are not, then find a contagious person.
让他来用他的感恩，他的敬拜，他的这一切呢，感染你。这个就是我们在一起。我告诉大家，我非常感恩我们的教会。
And you want to find someone who is full of thanksgiving and let that person affect you. Let me tell you, I'm very thankful for our church.
你知道吗？我们教会是什么呢？ 教会就是信主的人在一起。
What is the church? The church is a congregation of believers.
我们感恩是什么呢? 因为主耶稣拯救我们, 所以我们有 salvation.
We are thankful because of the Lord's salvation.
他把我们从罪恶当中, 从我们的自我, 从我们的罪, 从我们的死亡当中, 从我们的审判当中, 拯救我们出来, 所以我们是一群特别有福的一群。
He saved us from sin and destruction and judgment, and we are a people who is blessed.
所以这个是 salvation， 但是呢，我们他带领我们进入 sanctification， 成圣的道路。所以我们从 salvation， 从拯救进入这个成圣。
God does not just give us salvation, but He's now leading us in a life of sanctification.
那么经过 sanctification， 经过这个成圣的道路之后，他会带给我们 second coming， 因为他来的时候要给我们一切在天上的福分。所以你看到吗 ？Salvation, sanctification, and second coming， 这个当中呢，我们现在处于在这个 sanctification 这一段这个环节里面。
And other than giving us salvation and leading us through sanctification, He is directing us towards His second coming, which is in the future. Right now, we are in the sanctification phase.
所以当我们被拯救出来之后，不是说我们就完全，我们还有很多问题、很多缺点、很多罪我们要对付，这个叫做成圣。
After we have salvation, that does not mean we become perfect. We are still facing lots of difficulties and many things to overcome. That's the process of sanctification. So we learn to live sanctified life.
但是我们不是一个人，我们是在一个教会里面，主把我们放在教会里面，让我们彼此的鼓励，彼此的劝勉，我们成为一个大家庭，一起学习怎么样过一个成圣的生活。 这个就是神的旨意，这个是多么美好！所以这个家庭呢，这个属灵的家庭是多么有福。
But we do not do this alone. We come together in this spiritual family, and we grow together. We encourage one another to do the same, and that's how we live our lives of sanctification.
就好像昨天我们在祷告里面提到。 帖撒罗尼迦里面，他看到你看到怎么样为弟兄姐妹祷告，你看他的属灵的恩赐，你看到他的这个救恩，你看到他爱心，看到他的信心，看到他的忍耐，我们就能够献上感谢。所以，我们看我们弟兄姐妹里面，他们在信心上面成长，他们爱心越来越表现出来。看到他们的忍耐，我们知道将还有将来，但是现在呢，我们要彼此鼓励，彼此的勉励，彼此的守望，让我们越走越好。
Like in prayer meeting yesterday, we learned from the book of Thessalonians how we ought to pray, which is to focus on the signs of grace of others, how others have grown, how others have become more holy, and how others are knowing God more. And when we come together to encourage one another to do the same, no, we are not perfect yet, but we are getting there and we are maturing in our faith.
所以我们主把我们放在教会里面，他不让我们成为孤儿，他放我们在教会里面这个属灵的大家庭里面呢，我们彼此的鼓励，彼此的勉励，不是我们没有问题，我们太多问题，所以我们要在一起成长。
So God places us together in this spiritual family that we might encourage one another. He did not leave us as orphans after He saved us. And that the very reason is because we are not perfect and we are still faced with lots of problems. That's why we need to encourage one another to grow.
所以我们有救恩，我们感谢神。
So we thank God for salvation.
我们有 sanctification, 我们有成圣，我们感谢神。
And we thank God for sanctification.
将来有 second coming, 主再来的时候，他要把天上的福气倾倒在我们身上，甚至他要对付那些给我们特别多问题的人啊，不信主的人，他要审判他们，他要为我们伸冤，我们要为他来感谢神。
And in the future, second coming, He is going to pour down all the blessings from heaven to us.And you will deal with those who have mistreated us, and we want to give thanks for the second coming as well.
So, 我们非常感恩。
So we are full of thanksgiving.
我们的第一点，感恩的重要；第二点，感恩的果效。让我们来看第三点，感恩的方法。
And our first point is the importance of thanksgiving. The second point, the impact of thanksgiving. Now let's look at the third point, the instructions of thanksgiving.
其实这个很简单的，我用很简单的几句话就结束了。
And I will actually go through this very quickly because it is very simple.
基本上圣经告诉我们什么时候可以感，要怎么样感恩，什么时候感恩，什么？我告诉你很简单，就是随时感恩，就是任何时候；随地感恩，就是任何的地方；随时感恩，就是任何事情都要感恩。
And the Bible tells us how and when and why, for what to give thanks. It's basically all the time.For all circumstances and for all things.
所以我们要懂得观察我们周围，观察我们的人生，看我们的弟兄。有时候我们叫做打开眼睛祷告，你看我们弟兄姐妹的需要，为他们的这个长进，为他们的各方面来感谢神。
So we need to open our eyes and look around and look at brothers and sisters and be giving thanks for them, looking out for things to give thanks for, and sometimes we even say, pray with your eyes open.
我们要操练，怎么操练呢？
We need to be disciplined, however. So what do we need to discipline ourselves in doing?
这边有几点让你参考一下。
There are a few things here for you to ponder.
我们怎么感恩呢？我们学习读圣经，从圣经里面告诉我们，我们就懂得要怎么样感恩。
How do we know what to give thanks for? How to give thanks? We read the Bible because the Bible teaches us all these things.
圣经教我们为我们的救恩感恩。
The Bible tells us to be giving thanks for your salvation.
为我们的这个神给我们的恩赐感恩。
Give thanks for the gifts that God has given us.
神给我们供应我们所有的需要感恩。
Give thanks for God's provision.
为神的protection 神的保护来感恩
and we give thanks for God's protection
神 for 给我们教会感恩神给我们家庭感恩给我们所有的东西来感恩圣经都教导这一切
we give thanks for the church we give thanks for family we give thanks for all things and the Bible teaches
如果你不会感恩读诗篇
if you do not know how to give thanks read the Psalms
如果你不会感恩你读保罗的这个书信他都告诉你他怎么样感恩我们从那边学习感恩昨天晚上我们就是这样学的
If you do not know how to give thanks then read the epistles of Paul He always starts his epistle by giving thanks and that's how we learned it yesterday during prayer meeting
第一所以我们要学感恩
So firstly we need to learn how to give thanks
从圣经中学感恩
And that's from the Bible
第二
Secondly
观察我们自己的生命我们周围弟兄姐妹的生命
Observe our own lives and the lives of brothers and sisters
看他们的生命的成长，常常为他们祷告。
Look at the growth in their lives and pray for them.
啊，我相信我们很多时候只看自己，没有看周围。
I believe that very often we are looking at ourselves and not our surroundings.
如果我们常常带着感恩的心去看他们，为他们祷告，我们就会发现有很多事情我们可以为他们献上感恩。
If we are always looking around on at other people's lives, I believe there are many things we can give thanks for.
当然我们看到很多缺点，但记得我们要注意，他也有好他的优点，我们要注意，然后来献上感恩。他的缺点呢，你就为他祷告。
Yes, we might find the shortcomings on in others, but that's where you pray for that person's shortcomings, but at the same time look at his strengths and give thanks for his strengths.
有时候人家问我，怎么样学辅导圣经辅导？怎么样学辅导？
Some people ask me, how do we learn biblical counseling?
我说你要学辅导，当然最重要的是你要懂得圣经的教导。
Of course, the of most importance, you must know the teachings of the Bible.
但是很重要的是，你要懂得观察人生。
And also very important is you must know how to observe people's lives.
你观察周围的弟兄姐妹，甚至你观察信主的也好，不信主的，观察人生，你就可以学到许多功课。从圣经的眼光看这一切，你就学到很多。
Observe your own life, observe the lives of others through the lens of the Bible, and you will learn many lessons of how to counsel.
所以你是应用圣经在人生，在世界，用圣经的眼光看这个 the world view, 有世界观。
So you are actually viewing the world through the Bible, meaning to have a biblical worldview.
那么第一就是读圣经，第二是观察，第三呢是要默想。
So firstly, read the Bible. Secondly, observe. Third, meditate.
很多事情呢，我们必须要好好的去想一想，圣经怎么教，为什么有这事情，观察人生，人生有很多复杂的一面，通常不可能只有一方面错，你做初一他就做十五，总是一只手不可能拍出声音，要两只手拍出声音，所以非常复杂。去思想这一切呢之后呢，在神面前祷告。
So you need to meditate by thinking through the things that are happening, and even when you face difficulty with people, why we say it always takes two hands to clap. So as you meditate about all these things, you will.Know what you should be praying to God about.
第一，圣经；第二，观察；第三是默想；第四呢，要 verbalize， 要讲出来，彼此的劝勉，彼此的分享，分享出你看到感谢神的地方，这样才能够影响别人。
So firstly, read the Bible, and secondly, observe our lives, then meditate, and fourth, verbalize it, meaning share with others your difficulties and share with others things that you give thanks for. That's how you encourage and affect one another.
我想这个很重要，但是我们强调不足够，强 not enough， 就是我们不强调的不够。就是如果你多讲的话呢，就会影响到别人感恩，他也学感恩，也观察，也知道常常怎么感恩。这样的话呢，我们就教会里面就越来越懂得。敬拜越懂得感恩，这样我们越来就越喜乐，越来越谦卑，越来越爱主，这个就是应该有的现象。
I'm afraid we do not emphasize this aspect of verbalizing it enough, but really what we need to do is to be verbalizing our thanksgiving and be gathering together more often, and as we come together and give thanks more often and to do all these things, we will become more humble, we will become more full of thanksgiving, more full of hope.
当然我们可以这样讲，姐妹比弟兄更加行了这一点。
But we could say that the sisters are actually more successful in this area than brothers.
啊，姐妹比较会讲，对不对？
Sisters know how to verbalize or to share.
啊，所以你让姐妹常常去讲。弟兄说我们很少话的，很难讲话的。我们讲话的这个数字很少的。姐妹讲话的速度跟姐妹讲话的这个数量呢，比弟兄呢，女人比男人呢多一倍，你知道吗？
And actually, for men, we have few words. We don't.Share so much, but sisters do it. Women do it very often. In fact, the survey shows that women speak at twice the speed and also more content as well.
女孩子呢，小女孩呢，比男孩子更早会讲话，这大家知道的。
And we know that young children, girls start speaking faster than boys.
而且呢，你姐妹呢，能够把心事讲出来呢，弟兄是不会讲话的。
And the sisters will often pour their hearts out, but not so for the brothers.
所以我常常觉得在辅导的时候，这个是一个很大的困难，因为弟兄不讲话。
And when counseling, I always find this to be an issue because the man does not speak.
所以要我们去讲话，要我们表达是很难的。
You want us to express ourselves in words is difficult.
那么要我们祷告，开声祷告也是很难的。
You want us to open our mouth and pray is also difficult.
那么几个月前我听到 Anthony 弟兄跟我讲， 他在我们的 men's group 的时候，你不能够讲话，你就打字咯，用写信的方式跟神讲啊，这个 this good method， 这个很好的方法。
And a couple of weeks ago, our brother Anthony was sharing during the men's fellowship that if you do not know how to verbalize it, maybe you can type it out and type out your prayer. That's a good suggestion.
特别是那些弟兄呢，你用词很精简，很注重每一个字每一句话要精确的话呢，你可以慢慢想，打一个字想想，打一个字想想。所以这个很重要，所以你能够把它表达出来，这个才是重要。
Especially for those brothers who are very concise and precise with your words, you can think about what word to use before you type it out.
当你多想的时候，你再能够把你的意思表达出来。你这样做的时候，你其实一方面你默想，一方面把这个你的心事重新的把它写出来。
And if you are actually thinking through all this before you type it out, that means you are meditating on this and that is a good thing.
所以每一次每一天把它思想，你一天感恩的事情把它记下来，这个是一个非常好的事情。
So write down the things that you have to give thanks for daily and it is a good practice.
所以我盼望给你看到感恩的重要。
I hope you have seen the importance of thanksgiving.
你也看到感恩的果效。
And the impact of thanksgiving.
我盼望你因为看到感恩的果效，就愿意好好学习感恩。
And I hope that when you know the impactOf thanksgiving, you are willing to learn how to give thanks.
所以我们学习看圣经，观察人生，然后把它讲出来，然后把它写下来，这些都是很好的方法。
We learn to read our Bible, to observe our lives, and to put them in words. These are all good things to do.
有一个作者这么说。
There is a author who said this.
当我们心里珍惜我们所拥有的宝贝的时候呢，你意识到自己所拥有的宝贝的时候，它才是真正的活过来。用英文讲比较痛。
And this saying by this author, we can only be said to be alive in those moments when our hearts are conscious of our treasures.
所以你珍惜你知道自己拥有的宝贝，你才真正的活过来。
Only when you are treasuring what you have, that's when you become truly alive.
所以你才能懂得感恩。
Then you will know how to give thanks.
另外一个神学家 Charles Hodge 他这么讲，他说信仰是喜乐的来源，而通过信仰的表现就是感恩跟赞美。
And the theologian Charles Hodge said, religion is the source of joy and gladness, but its joy is expressed in the religious way in thanksgiving and praise.
So 我们盼望我们大家都学如何感恩。
I hope that all of us learn how to give thanks.
当我们感恩的时候，我们就是荣耀神。
And when we give thanks, we honor God.
我们请祝福我们做这事的祷告。
Let's close in prayer.Our Father in heaven, help us indeed to give thanks to you. We want to thank you for our salvation. And as we live this life of sanctification, let us be giving thanks rather than complaining about difficulties. And indeed, we can only do this because we look forward to the second coming, because we are people who have hope. Give us this joy and hope and let us live it out that we might be contagious to others and even attract unbelievers to want to know our source of joy, our source of hope. In Jesus' name, Amen.